This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Time now for our weekly preview of budget-friendly entertainment picks for Metro Atlanta with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. This first event might help you discover the perfect wine selection for your upcoming seasonal parties and dinners.
The Avondale Estates Holiday Wine Stroll is happening on Friday, and this is a really good way to sample some wines that you might want to try around the holidays. But Avondale Estates is also a really growing little area. They've got lots of new shops moving in, lots of great restaurants, and some of the shops that are there, of course, will be participating in the Holiday Wine Stroll. And this is happening on Friday afternoon, starting at 5 p.m., and if you get your tickets in advance, it's $18. At the event itself, they'll be $25.
Shane, last year I had the honor of serving as a judge for one of the Atlanta Botanical Garden's biggest events of the holiday season, their annual Rain Dog Parade.
Yeah, the Rain Dog Parade is going to be happening on Saturday. Seeing all the dogs in costume is just a real treat.
I was blown away by some of the over-the-top, not only costumes, but there are dog owners that create rolling sets for their pooches.
Yeah, and there are other things that you can do there as well. They'll have photos with Santa for your pet. So make your plans now to head out to the Rain Dog Parade, which happens 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. It's garden admission, plus there is a registration fee for the dogs. It's $15 if you do it in advance, but dogs being admitted the day of are $18. But if you want to participate in the Rain Dog Parade itself, your dog will need to be registered in advance.
Shane, Saturday is December 6th, and in the church, that is the feast day of the patron saint of children, St. Nicholas. And so this next holiday event could not be any more perfectly scheduled.
The Children's Christmas Parade is happening on Saturday. This is a fun event for the whole family, and it really does often feel like the kickoff to the holiday season.
Now, for the uninitiated, the name of the parade may be a little misleading. It's not a parade of children, but really a parade put on by Children's Hospital.
That's right. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is the title sponsor for this, and that's where the name Children's Christmas Parade comes from. But of course, it's a great thing for children because they will love it. The Children's Christmas Parade is happening at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, and it kicks off at Peachtree and 16th Streets, and it'll go down Peachtree all the way into Midtown to about 5th Street.
Shane, this coming weekend also sees East Atlanta as the location for a big music event.
Yeah, this is a yearly event called The Happenstance, and what they do is gather a bunch of local musicians and throw them together with other local musicians and just sort of create these bands at the last minute. And then those bands will perform on Saturday night at the Earl in East Atlanta.
In past years, I imagine the results, well, they're probably a bit mixed, but also surprising.
You know, sometimes it really works out. Sometimes it doesn't work out quite so well. But really, it's amazing the things that these folks can put together in a very short time. And they have to create a 20-minute set of music, too. It's not just they get up there and play one song. And that is The Happenstance. That's happening at 9:30 p.m. on Saturday night. And those tickets are just $10.